Chapter 42. A going fast. Apostrophe, well, what's that to me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, angrily demanded the matron. I can't keep her alive, can I? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, no, mistress, apostrophe, replied the old woman, nobody can. She's far beyond the reach of help. I've seen a many people die, little babes and great strong men, and I know when death's a-coming, well enough. But she's troubled in her mind. And when the fits are not on her, and that's not often, for she is dying very hard, she says she has got something to tell, which you must hear. She'll never die quiet till you come, mistress. Apostrophe, at this intelligence, the worthy Mrs. Corny muttered a variety of invectives against old women who couldn't even die without purposely annoying their betters, and, muffling herself in a thick shawl which she hastily caught up, briefly requested Mr. Bumble to stay till she came back, lest anything particular should occur. Bidding the messenger walk fast, and not be all night hobbling up the stairs, she followed her from the room with a very ill grace, scolding all the way. Mr. Bumble's conduct on being left to himself was rather inexplicable. He opened the closet, counted the teaspoons, weighed the sugar tongs, closely inspected a silver milk pot to ascertain that it was of the genuine metal, and, having satisfied his curiosity on these points, put on his cocked hat corner-wise, and danced with much gravity four distinct times round the table. Having gone through this very extraordinary performance, he took off the cocked hat again, and, spreading himself before the fire with his back towards it, seemed to be mentally engaged in taking an exact inventory of the furniture. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.